Welcome to the podcast Romance with me, Pavi Deva. I'm beyond excited to have you all here. Thank you for listening and being here once again. If you're not following me on Instagram, please follow me at romance_ and also check out my website www.pavideva.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Google or Spotify. And leave your reviews and comments on one of these channels or on my website. In today's episode, I'm going to share my experience on how I overcame the negative naysayers stomping on my dreams and leave you with the monk mindset concept to train your mind to not be affected by negativity. When I was in high school, I worked really hard to get admitted into Anna University, one of the oldest and most prestigious engineering colleges in India. It's super competitive to get an admit, and so I had to give up on a lot of things that one can do during their high school. I stopped all the extracurricular activities, I did not watch television for an entire year, or maybe even more, and I did not have much of a social life. The most important goal for me at that time was to get into Anna University, and I focused all my time and energy on that goal. During my preparation phase, many of my friends and extended family members told me that I was not very good at math and it's not possible for me to do engineering, and some even told me that it doesn't matter which college I go to. But I did not listen to any of them. Since my childhood, I always had the mindset to suffer a bit in the present to enjoy the long-term benefits. My parents always believed in me, my teachers at school believed in me, and most importantly, I believed in myself. I kept going. I knew exactly what I wanted. My hard work paid off and I ended up scoring the highest grades across my state and I got into my dream college, Anna University. During my third year, I got an internship in Germany and that was the first time I stepped out of my house in 20 years. I saw life from a completely different lens when I went to a new country where I did not know the language and the people. And that changed everything for me. I almost immediately knew that I wanted to put myself in such an environment and get exposed to different cultures and live independently. I decided to go to the United States for higher education, and my mom was also very excited to send me abroad. However, some of my family members advised my mom to get me married before sending me to the US so that I will have someone to support me. I heard people say things like, you know, I've been too comfortable here and I can't live alone in the US and I'm too young to go alone and I will forget all the Indian traditions. I did not let any of that advice affect my decision making. I knew I wanted to grow and become a confident, independent woman, and that means I have to get out of my comfort zone. I was the first woman in my family to go abroad for higher education without getting married. After completing my master's program, I got my first job at a Big Four consulting firm. And this time, some of my friends said that consulting is not for women for the long term. Traveling can take a toll on your health and family life. And some said you can do this for a few years, but after marriage you need to get a different job which doesn't involve traveling. There will always be people who talk negatively, hurt your feelings, and pull you down. In fact, the more successful you are, the more you hear these things. The more you're challenging the status quo and stereotypes, the more you hear negative things. When I got my dream job at Amazon, I was so thrilled and excited that my hard work paid off. I worked really hard managing my day job and preparing for interviews. But when I announced that I got the offer, one of my friends made a comment that most Indians work for Amazon and it's not a big deal. And funny enough, they joined Amazon 6 months down the lane. I felt hurt for a moment and then picked myself up and felt proud of my efforts and its outcome and celebrated with people who cheered for me. Some of my relatives from India follow me on social media only to spread gossip and negativity. Sometimes you might face situations where your old friends suddenly stop talking to you because they can't accept the new person you've grown into. We all evolve, we learn, and we change. And not everyone can like you the same way and respect you for your growth. These sort of emotions usually come from a place of insecurity and jealousy, and you need to just ignore them and not let that affect you. I've stopped worrying about what other people think about me, whether they like me, whether they approve of my decisions, or whether I'm meeting their stereotypical expectations. I've stopped letting other people's emotions affect what I feel within me. It took some time for me to come to this stage, but now when I'm up here, I feel confident, strong, unstoppable, and limitless. I want you all to start practicing this monk mindset that I'm about to share to remove negativity from your life. This monk mindset is difficult to adopt and takes time. So, if you think about it, all the emotions you feel happen within you, whether it's joy or misery. You are in full control of your emotions. You're in control of what's happening within you. But you have no control over what's happening around you. I love how Sadhguru, an Indian monk, explains this. If somebody else can decide what should happen within you, that's ultimate slavery. If you think you can fix others to make you happy and remove negativity, that will never happen. You can change your boss, your husband, your in-laws, and you still won't feel happy from within because there will be another group of new people who can cause misery. You need to accept the reality and stop classifying people as good or bad. People who don't believe in your ideologies are not bad people. In fact, people inherently aren't good or bad. Everyone oscillates between being good or bad because situations are what cause people to act a certain way. The moment you start to think someone as bad, you're going to cause so much friction and stress within and around you. The truth is, you cannot control what's around you. There is no ideal person or ideal environment free of negativity in this world. What's helped me is channeling the negative energy into positive and encouraging thoughts. And you can do this by removing you from the negative situation and putting yourself into a cheerful situation where you can thrive. So basically, an environment where what you want to do is the standard or the norm. For example, if you want to start a business, and say your friends are constantly sharing negative thoughts about starting a business, you want to limit interactions about the business topic with that group and find an environment where there are other people like you who are interested in starting a business or few steps ahead of you who are already successful in business. This doesn't mean you should think of the other group of people as inherently bad and let their negative comments affect your inner peace and aspirations. The mindset you want to cultivate is developing inner peace and pleasantness within you and not letting other people's action control what's happening within you. You never want to regret not pursuing your dream. I bet no one wants to have this feeling. I wonder what would have happened if I had followed my dream instead of letting someone talk me out of it. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon and now one of the world's richest people, once said, "I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not trying." Remember that you can be the inspiration for others to ignore their own naysayers and keep going. Your pursuit of success in the face of negativity can make you an inspiration and role model. Thank you for listening. Please follow my Instagram page, growmans_, and subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Please leave a review and reach out anytime through Instagram. I'm Pavi Deva signing off, and see you all in my next episode.